Yontif, as I often say, was given to Klal Yisrael to impact each Yid. Go through a Pesach or a Muna grows. Every Yontif, Shavuos, presumably Chizuk HaTorah. And Purim, what is the essence of Purim? Why was Purim created? And what message does Purim have for us? And in Shoshanas Yaakov, we find the answer. And it says in Shoshanas Yaakov, L'Hodia, in order to notify all future Dairis that Shalayevesh V'Layikolim, that will never be shamed, will never be humiliated, if we look towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaChaisimboch, if we find refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So L'Hodia L'Chol HaDairis, the message of Purim is to notify and to teach everyone that a Yid is never shamed, he never loses out, he always has a refuge to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How exactly do we embark on that refuge? How exactly do we get to close to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we shouldn't be shamed? So the Rambam, in his Akdamah to Sefer HaMitzvos HaKatan, before Yad HaZaka, the Rambam has all the mitzvahs listed one after another in abbreviated form. And the Rambam says that Purim was created L'Hodia, similar to the Lashon of Shoshanas Yaakov. The Pasuk in Dvarim, Mi Goygod L'Asher Loya L'Kim Kroivim Eilov Kashem L'Keinu B'chol Kareinu Eilov. Which nation is so great that they are close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like our Ribbono Shel Olam, that he answers us when we always call out to him? So the essence of Purim really is the message and the lesson that when a tzara befalls Klal Yisrael has a unique relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. They call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam answers. And how relevant it is today, with all the tzaras going on in Klal Yisrael, and in particular in the last week, the shechitas of Bochum learning Torah, everyone saw the innocent faces in the different papers one may look at, and it's such a horrific, sickening event. What does Klal Yisrael do? Klal Yisrael reacts whatever you have to do in terms of Al Pider HaTeva, to watch whatever you could watch. But surely Klal Yisrael has to remember the message of Purim, that there is no nation like Klal Yisrael that is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call out to him sincerely, the Ribbono Shel Olam responds. So really the Chovas Purim is to grow in the belief and the practice in Tefillah that the Ribbono Shel Olam is close to us, but we have to call out with a true and sincere heart. And Ribbono Shel Olam should help that our tefillah should be niskabel, and we should see already a Yeshua that these ritzichas, and there should be shalom that Yidden wouldn't be slaughtered. Today I'm going to speak about a topic that doesn't come up too often. I think 7 in 19 years, if I'm right about leap years, Adarishan Adarshani, and I thank Ali, he's the one who inspired me and mentioned this topic. We learned a little bit about these in Yonim. And Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is a very interesting concept in Halacha. What's the year? What's the real Adar? And that, in Mirz Hashem, we're going to try to explain. The first mention in Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Nun Hei, concerning Bar Mitzvah. A person was born in a Shana Pshuta. There's one Adar. When it becomes his 13th year, it's a leap year. When does he become Bar Mitzvah? It says in Shulchan Aruch, he becomes Bar Mitzvah in Adar Sheni. So therefore, even though he was born in a Shana Pshuta, but the year doesn't end until Adar Sheni comes. That's the Psak of the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham raises an interesting question. He says, if a person is born in a Shana Muberes, in the first Adar, when does he become 12? 12 years later, there's only one Adar. So he really should become Bar Mitzvah in Adar Sheni. The Halacha says only if a person is born in Adar in a Shana Pshut, he becomes Bar Mitzvah in Adar Sheni. If he's born in Adar Rishon, he becomes Bar Mitzvah in Adar Rishon. Magen Avraham says, why? When he becomes 12 in a Shana Pshuta, he is really in equal footing with the person who was born in a Shana Pshuta. He needs a year to pass. When does the year pass? The year is 13 months. So because of this Shaila, The Magen Avraham concludes the halacha, a person becomes bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni, regardless of whether he was born in a Shana Pshuta or he was born in Adar Rishon. Now, la halacha, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't go with this taina, but there are some paiskim who mention the Chassam Sefer al Kaponim l'chumra, the Chassam Sefer in one tshuva, and his question is a good question. His reasoning l'chumra seems to be solid reasoning. What difference does it make if he was born in Adar Rishon in a Shana Muberes? Lamaisa, 13 years later, the year doesn't end until Adar Sheni, because he became 12 in an Adar, and the year doesn't expire till Adar Sheni. This is a shaila which the Magen Avraham asks. We're not going to try to answer it, but al kaponim, you should know that it's a machlokes in the Gedolei HaPoskim. If a person is born in a Shana Muberes, and the Bar Mitzvah is a Shana Muberes, does he become Bar Mitzvah in Adar Rishon? If he was born in Adar Rishon in a Shana Muberes, does he become Bar Mitzvah in Adar Rishon, or does he become Bar Mitzvah in Adar Sheni? A machlokes Magen Avraham and other Paiskim. That's the mention in Simen Nun Hei as far as being Bar Mitzvah goes. When we come later in Shulchan Aruch, Tuf Kuf Samach Ches, we have a tremendous machlokes HaPaiskim as far as Yartzeit goes. Now again, if a person was Nifter in Adar Rishon, the Yartzeit will be in Adar Rishon. If a person was Nifter in Adar Sheni, the Yartzeit will be in Adar Sheni. But what if a person was Nifter in a Shana Pshuta, Adar, that there is no companion Adar? When do you become Bar Mitzvah? Do you become Bar Mitzvah, Yartzeit? When is the Yartzeit? Is the Yartzeit in the Shana Muberes the second Adar, the first Adar, or maybe something else, which we will see, which is the Vilna Gaon Shita? Now, the Mechaber Shita in Tav Kuf Samach Ches is that the Yartzeit is an Adar Sheni. The Yartzeit is Adar Sheni. And the reason why it's an Adar Sheni, says the Beis Yosef, because we find the halacha, Reb Meir says in the Dorim, that if someone writes a shtar, stam Adar, or he makes a neder, I want to fast till Adar, it's still Adar Sheni. So we see Adar Sheni seems to be the real Adar. Since Adar Sheni seems to be the real Adar, that's where the Yartzeit should be in Adar Sheni. Now, it could very well be, this is similar to the Rosh Hashita, Lav Dafka, but there's a Rosh Hashita that is mentioned in the Paiskim, it's in Avzayin Amud Beis, the Masechta Megillah, that says that there's no such thing as Purim Katan. Purim Katan doesn't exist. He probably would agree, you could even say Tachman. He says the Gemara was talking about when they celebrated Adar with the anticipation that there's only going to be one Adar, and then we switched, and we made a Shana Muberes when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Riya. But short of that, there's no such thing as Purim Katan in Adar Rishon. It doesn't exist. And his Lashon is Adar Ishvat. When you have two Adars, Adar Sheni is Adar. Adar Rishon Ishvat. If Adar Rishon Ishvat, surely one will not celebrate a Yartzeit of a ptira in a shana pshuta an adar in Adar Rishon, that's shvat. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah and many Paiskim are chaylik strongly on the Mechaber, and firstly they say that it's not true. If a person writes a shtar stam adar, it's Adar Rishon. If a person says I have a nether to fast until adar, it's Adar Rishon. Stam adar is Adar Rishon. That's Reb Meir. And that's the Rambam Shita, that's the Daf Yachid. We paskin, like Reb Yehuda, that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. So fine, we have a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the explanation of the machlokes is very well dependent upon the Gemara and Masechta and the Nedarim. Is Stam Adar Adar Rishon? Is Stam Adar Adar Sheni? If someone is Nifter in a Shana Pshuta, and then it's a Shana Muberes, if Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, fine, celebrate the Yartzeit in Adar Rishon. If Stam Adar is Adar Sheni, celebrate the Yartzeit in Adar Sheni. This is the talk of some of the Paiskim. The Vilna Gaon comments that these Rayas are not Rayas. And he says, that's Lashon B'nei Adam. A Shtar is what people intend. And a Nether is Toli and Das B'nei Adam. To extrapolate from cases of Shtaris and cases of Nedarim, we can't. Even though one would argue, Lashem Deyadim must have emanated from somewhere. If the Rosh says Adar Rishon is Shvat, Lashem Deyadim calls it Adar. But in any event, this is the Vilna Gaon's Taina. He says, don't bring me any Raya from Neder, don't bring me any Raya from Shtar, from Yehuda and Rebbeir. That's not an issue there. Over there, it's strictly an issue of Lashem Bnei Adam. But we have a Gemara that discusses this inyan, which Adar is the real Adar, in a more direct and relevant way. And the Truma Hadesh and the other place can bring it also. The Gemara on Daf Zayin Amad Beis in Masecht Megillah discusses the inyan of two Adars when you lay in the Megillah. And we have a Machlokes, but we have a says an Adar Rishon, that's not Halacha. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that we lay in Megillah in Adar Sheni. So it's a Machlokes. So the Gemara says on the Zayin Amad Beis that we passing like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that you lay in the Megillah in Adar Sheni. And even though you lay the Megillah and Adar Sheni, the Shavin, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are Shava, that it's Usher Behesved Betainus. And that happens to be our Purim Katan. Our Purim Katan, we know, is Usher Behesved Betainus, meaning Adar Rishon. Yodalav and Tesvav is Usher Behesved Betainus. And the next month is the Purim, like we're going to, Emir Hashem, celebrate very soon. Now, the Gemara goes into a discussion precisely what is this machlokes and what's the pshat of Rav Shimon Gamliel, why he holds Purim is an Adar Sheni and there's an Isser Hesved Betainus in Adar Rishon. But before I get into that, I want to mention a shaila after we presented some of the questions and the relevant issues. And I saw the shaila Kim Dumani brought from the Chassam Sefer. I looked at the Chassam Sefer myself, I couldn't find it, but I saw the Moedim Uzmanim quoted from the Chassam Sefer. And he asked the shaila like this. He says, in Hilchis Bar Mitzvah, in Simen Nun Hei, which discusses what's required for a minyan, there's no controversy over there. Everyone holds you become Bar Mitzvah in Adar Sheni, surely if you're born in a Shana Pshuta. However, when it comes to Yartzai, we mentioned the Ramah Sheet, which is probably close to the Halacha, except it will go like the Gain in the Magen Avraham, but we don't paskin like the Mechaber, surely not the Ashkenaz, that the Yartzai is an Adar Rishon. He says, comes to Bar Mitzvah Adar Sheni. It comes to Yartzai, it's Adar Rishon. He says, that seems to be a contradiction. Will the real Adar come forward? If the real Adar is Adar Rishon, become Bar Mitzvah Adar Rishon. If the real Adar is Adar Sheni, so why don't we have Yartzai and Adar Sheni? And the answer to me, Luchuris, seems quite simple. That true, the year has 13 months when you have a Shana Muberet. But a Yartzai is celebrated in the month that the Ptira took place. So we accept the Ramaz Psak that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, and the other one is a Tosefis, it's not the true Adar, and therefore we celebrate the Yartzai in Adar Rishon. It simply means that's the month that is identified with the Ptira. When you become Bar Mitzvah, even though Adar Rishon is the month of birth, but still, to be Bar Mitzvah, you have to have 13 years. And they added on another month, even if you won't call it Adar. In order to be Bar Mitzvah, you need the extra month. So therefore, you won't be Bar Mitzvah until after Adar Sheni. So therefore, I don't really see much of a kasha. True, the Yartzai is Adar Rishon, but that doesn't reflect when the year ends. The year ends after Adar Sheni. So let's just concentrate on this Gemara. The Gemara says, Amachloikis or Shimon Gamliel, whether Adar Rishon is when you lay in the Megillah or Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, what's this Machlokes Tolian? Why does one say Adar Rishon and one say Adar Sheni? So the Gemara says, it says in the Megillah, B'chol Shana V'Shana, every year is similar, every year we lay in close to Nisan, so let's lay in close to Nisan even though it's two Adars. The other one says, every year we lay in close to Shvat. So the Gemara says, we're not getting anywhere. Shana V'Shana, we could say, indicates close to Shvat, close to Nisan, so we have no hachra. So the Gemara says, you know Rebbe Lozer's reason, ein mavir na'ala mitzvah. The first Adar comes, let's celebrate Purim. Why should we wait till the second Adar? And not so simple, ein mavir na'ala mitzvah here, but it's not the topic. What says ein mavir na'ala mitzvah? Comes along the Gemara, nu, Reb Shimon Gamliel. What happens to ein mavir na'ala mitzvah? It seems sensible that you should lay in an Adar Rishon. Says the Gemara, lismach gula gula. Let's have gula next to gula. You want to have gula next to gula? So therefore, we have Purim in the second month. So it seems like a very interesting machlokes. We have two others. You put Purim in the first month in order to have a mavir nala mitzvah, or you put in the second month to be mitzvah gula gula. So says the Truma Tzadeshin, to understand the Ramaz Pshat that we have Yerzeit in the first month, you have a mavir nala mitzvah. Why shouldn't you have Yerzeit in the first month? Bishleim by Purim, we have an inyan of mitzvah gula gula. Therefore, we have Purim in the second month. But when it comes to a Yerzeit, why shouldn't Rav Shimon Gamliel be moedah to the Rabbanan that there's an inyan of Eimavir Nala Mitzvah? So therefore, comes along the Ramah, and the Truma Tzadeshin is the one who brings this to fore first, that we have the Yerzeit in the first month. So here we have now a distinction between Bar Mitzvah and Yerzeit, and then we have the Truma Tzadeshin in the Ramah's Pshat that says if one is Nifter in a Shana Pshuta, the Yerzeit in the first Adar. Why? Because it seems really the Megillah should be in the first Adar. If the Megillah should be in the first Adar, and the only reason why we push it to the second Adar is because of Mismach Gula Gula. Mismach Gula Gula. That's only a Svar in Purim. In Yerzeit, there's no Mismach Gula Gula. So therefore, that's the Yerzeit of the Psa. Now, the Vilna Gaon comes along and he says a very interesting ha'ara, and it's brought down close to Halach Lamaita of Chaynikir Ladina. He writes, Mishnah Berurah surely brings it down. Now, it's not just a shaila of Yerzeit with saying Kaddish. It's brought down in Hilchos Tainis because there was a minhag. Some still follow that minhag to fast on a Yerzeit. Fast on a Yerzeit. You want to know which one you fast. The Gaon says in both. What's his rationale? We could really bring it from the Gemara we mentioned, but let's see the Gemara a little bit further that says it very clearly. The Gemara says later on Zayin Amid Beis, it's Vav Amid Beis, the sugya. The Gemara says later that we don't understand why Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you have Purim in the second Adar, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. So one teretz was Mismach Gula Gula. The Gemara gives another teretz that the reason why we have it in Adar Sheni, because it says in the pasuk, "L'kayim es igeres apurim hazois hashenis." Shenis means a second month. That's why we have it in Adar Sheni. So the Gemara is wondering. We mentioned the pasuk before, Shana v'Shana, that tells you that just like every year it's close to Nisan, this year it should be close to Nisan also. The Gemara says that Shvat. Say every year it's close to Shvat. This year should be close to Shvat. But Lamaisa, we have a drasha. What do you need both drashas for? So the Gemara says, if it would be called Shana v'Shana, I would think in Hachinami, maybe it's in the first month, supported by Yed Mavir Nala Mitzvah. Hashenis means the second month. But let's just have Hashenis. So the Gemara says Hashenis is not mashma so clearly that it means only the second month. Hashenis could be that it means the second month in addition to the first month. Therefore, we have B'chol Shana B'Shana to teach me, just like every year, it's only one Kriya, this year Purim, during the Shana Muberis, it's one Kriya, and it's not Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. Says the Vilna Gaon, this whole Gemara tells us something which is so clear, that really Adar Rishon Adar Sheni are candidates to be Purim. Both! You should celebrate Purim in Adar Rishon, in Adar Sheni. They're both Adars, but not the question is, which one is Adar? They're both others. If they're both others, they're both correct months to celebrate Purim. The only question is, why don't we celebrate Purim in both months? The Gemara says, B'chol Shana V'Shana. You can't do it. The Torah says, the Megillah says, Ma Chol Shana V'Shana, it's only one month. Which month is not clear? This year, it's also only one month. Which month is not clear? However, Hashenis clarifies it that it's the second month, but you can't have it in 2 months. Therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, the Magen Avraham also brings this sheet of the halacha, that it's clear to him that both Adars are Adar, and therefore you should celebrate the Yerzeit in both months. Not in the second month like the Mechaber, not in the first month like the Ramah, but like the Gaon's own sheet, like the Magen Avraham, that you could celebrate for 2 months, which of course seems to be a pretty clear haychacha from the Gemara. According to the Vilna Gaon, the Tainis and the Kaddish and all the anhugas of Yerzeit this year, if the Ptir was in a Shana Pshuta, is going to be, it should be, in 2 months. even though you said Kaddish, and if you fasted in the first Adar, you have to repeat it in the second Adar. Also, that's the Hebrew halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, Akol Pratim V'Machmir, that like that halacha. Now, let's just think a little bit further about this concept of Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, how it relates to Purim. Adar Sheni, we know, that's when we lay in the Megillah, and that's when we celebrate Purim. The Gemara says, but Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are Shava Lagabi Hesped V'Tainus. What does it mean, Lagabi Hesped V'Tainus? That just like on Purim, there's an Isser Hesped V'Tainus, in Adar Rishon, there is also an Isser Hesped V'Tainus. Says the Ran, when we say Hesped V'Tainus, it doesn't really just mean Hesped V'Tainus. Because how do we know Hesped V'Tainus is Usser on Purim? The Gemara says, it says in the Megillah, Yoim Mishta V'Simcha. Malamid Sha'asr, the Hesed V'Tainus of the Gemara, which needs understanding, just speaks about the Isser Hesed V'Tainus, but the Ran says it definitely means also the Chi of Suda. So therefore, the Ran says, if the Gemara says that Megillah is in the second Adar, but first Adar and second Adar are Shavala Hesed V'Tainus, it means Shavala the Mishnah V'Simcha. Says the Ran, therefore on Purim Katan, Yumachuyi B'Suda. That's the sheet of the Ran, which is brought down. The last halacha in Hilchas Purim is mentioned, and the Ramah says the Iker halacha is not that way, like the Ran. The Iker is like Taisvis, but he ends off and he says his famous words that one could be machmer like the Ran, and also on the first Adar celebrate, let's call it a mini Purim, and he says, "Ya mikomak and a noigin came mikomakam yavrtzak v'suda today with teishidei machmirim v'toyvlei mishta tavin." A good heart always has mishta. That also needs some explanation. But in any event, the Ramah leaves it open to us to be machmer that even in Adar Rishon you should celebrate a mini Purim. That's the Shita Haran. Taisus says it's not that way. Taisus says a vada dechi of mishta v'simcha is only in Adar Sheni. It's not in Adar Rishon. What's Usser in Adar Rishon? Only Hesped V'Tainus. Says the Goyim, Dvarim Mukshim. Hesped and Tainus and Mishnah V'Simcha is from the same pasuk. Yoyim Mishnah V'Simcha, Malamid She'Usser B'Hesped V'Tainus. Yoyim Mishnah V'Simcha, Malamid Be'Yachai B'Mishnah V'Simcha. How does the Taisus take the din of Mishnah V'Simcha and say Adar Rishon has the halacha of Mishnah V'Simcha, but it doesn't have Lagabi Hesped V'Tainus, but it doesn't have Lagabi Mishnah V'Simcha? The Goyin says it's a Dabar Kashamai. Says the Goyin a very interesting pshat. He says, in Megillus Tainus he found that it says that on Purim Katan, meaning on the first Adar, there is an Isser Hesed V'Tainus. Now Megillus Tainus, as most of us know, many of us know, was a Megillah that went according, nothing to do with the Megillus Esther, it was a Sefer that went according to the months of the year, and when Yeshua's happened to Klal Yisrael, they would institute a yontif. Now, what was the din of the yontif? Nothing much. Usher behesed of the Titus. That was it. Now, the Gemara says, in the many days listed, that Yeshua has happened for Klal Yisrael, and because of that, a yontif was instituted, and the yontif was hesed of the Titus. However, the Gemara says, Batla Megillah Titus. The Gemara in Yitzchak of Ezra Hashanah says, there's no Megillah Titus, but Chanukah and Purim presumably survived. Chanukah and Purim, we know we have. Purim is going to survive because it's Minha Mikra, but Chanukah survived. Now, says the Gaon, it says in Megillus Tainus that Adar Rishon is a din of Megillus Tainus, also behest of the Tainus. So it's not because we have in the Megillah that there's Purim, and in the first month of Adar we celebrate half Purim. There's no such thing. We don't divide the mitzvah of Megillah from the mitzvah of Suda like the Ran wants to divide it. The Ran says, in the second Adar we have Megillah, in the first Adar we have Simcha, even though we have it in the second Adar. No, you don't divide the mitzvahs Ayoyim. All the mitzvahs are in Adar Sheni. So why Adar Rishon has anything? The reason why Adar Rishon has something is because Adar Rishon, it says in Megillah's time. Now the question is, the question we have to understand, if we have it in Megillus Tainus, that it's Usser Behesped V'Tainus, so it comes out, it's really not from the Mikra, but it happens to be from Megillus Tainus, what's the halacha? How far does the Isser Hesed V'Tainus go? In in Hilchus Megillah it says clearly that there's no Avelus on Purim. It's Machlokes Mechaber in the Ramah. The Ramah says there's no Avelus on Purim. What about in Adar Rishon? Is there Avelus in Purim Kut? Over there, we find that Avadu is Avelus. So you could say, because it's really not Purim, it's only Yosef Behesba Vatayinus. Since it's only Yosef Behesba Vatayinus, therefore, there is no really Purim, and therefore there's Avelus. That's the Chur, like the guy that comes out, very understandable. Real Purim is Adar Sheni. The not real Purim is Adar Rishon. It's only from Megillas Tainus, it's not Matei HaMikra, and therefore we have Avelus. The only problem is, which is really Negei L'maisa this year, less so, we find in Megillas Tainus, that's quoted in the Gemara on Daf Hamad Beis, that even though we live outside of a walled city, we celebrate Shushan Purim because of Megillas Tainus. Le'eser Zebuzeh, where there's an Isser Hesped V'tainus. And it says in Shulchan Aruch there's no Avelus on Shushan Purim, even for someone who lives out of a city. So how do we differentiate between Purim Cotton, which is from Megillas Tainus, which the Gaon says, and Shushan Purim, which is also from Megillas Tainus? When it comes to Purim Cotton, it doesn't affect Avelus, and when it comes to Shushan Purim, it does affect Avelus. How do we make such a chiluk? Now, the chiluk, I think, is like this, and I think it's a little bit the Gaon Meister, there's halachas in Shulchan Aruch, maybe, that are not so known, Lagabi Shushan Purim, but it says there's a halacha that in Shushan Purim, you're mar b'ktsas b'sud. It seems there's a chi of sud on Shushan Purim. There's also a chi of sud that's mashman Shulchan Aruch at the night of Purim, which also may be from Megillas Tainus. So therefore, we see that Shushan Purim really is not a simple Megillas Tainus, lesser behest of the Tainus, but it was taka made into Purim. And the Lashon HaGemara and the Achayim HaBeis in Masechta Megillah says, it doesn't just say Isser Hesed B'Tayin, it says, Elu Yimei Purim Minu, meaning to say that Shushan Purim has a Din Purim, even for those who don't live in a walled city. So therefore, it would seem to me, even though everything is Megillas Tainus, both Adar Rishon Purim Katan and both Shushan Purim, but they're really different in what Megillas Tainus teaches us. Shushan Purim, it's a Purim. It's Chayav B'Suda. I would assume that there is a Chayav B'Suda with washing. The night of Purim, also, there's a big question. I saw Shalom Shradron, he lost, I think, a relative of Shalom Zaman was there together with the David Jungreis. He brings it down in his Atzaira, and the question was, is there Avelus at night? During the day, there's no Avelus, because it says, you may Mishnah the Simcha, it's Daich Avelus. But with David Jungreis Tainan, you may Mishnah V'Simcha during the day. At night, there's no Chiyuv Suda. Shlomo Zalman argues, at night it's also a Purim. Think, at night it's a Purim. And it says in Hokinami and Shulchan Aruch, at night there's a Chiyuv Suda also. So I think the Machriya is, not whether it's a Megillas Tainus or not, the Machriya is, if it is a Purim, which means it's a Machayev Ktsat Suda, like the night of Purim, and like Shusha Purim, then already it's a Stira Tavelis. But when it comes to Purim Katan, it's really not a Purim Bechlal. Purim Katan wouldn't be the correct term. It's only from Megillas Tainus that it happens to be an Isser Hesed V'Tainus. I have now, Baruch Hashem, the great pleasure. We have a very prominent and chashuv yid visiting our community. Every Yontif, Purim, Pesach, whatever, is always look around to find someone who is an eminent Talmud Chacham, someone who could give it over clearly. And Baruch Hashem, we're very privileged to have. I was reading the Moedea, if I should say, and I saw that they're having a dinner tonight here. Moshe Shapiro is coming to America. I said, oh, coming to